Good morning. It's April 22nd, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a startling turn of events at one of Hollywood's most famed attractions, a tram crash at Universal Studios Hollywood has left 15 people injured. This incident, occurring during a routine backlot tour, raises questions about the safety measures in place at theme parks as they navigate the complexities of operating under COVID-19 protocols. The accident unfolded on Saturday evening when the final car of the tram collided with a guardrail. This unexpected impact caused the car to tilt, resulting in several passengers being ejected. Among the injuries reported, some are considered moderate, with initial investigations pointing towards a potential brake failure as the cause of this mishap. Following the crash, the victims were promptly transported to local hospitals for treatment. At the time of the incident, Universal Studios Hollywood had been operating at a reduced capacity of 25% in adherence to COVID-19 safety measures, emphasizing the park's commitment to visitor safety amidst the pandemic. The California Highway Patrol has taken the lead on the investigation, and early findings have ruled out alcohol and drugs as contributing factors. As the probe continues, many are left wondering about the exact circumstances that led to the crash and the steps that will be taken to prevent future incidents. As of now, Universal Studios has not released a statement regarding the accident. This silence leaves room for speculation about the potential implications for the theme park's operations and its reputation for safety. With the investigation ongoing, the theme park community and its visitors eagerly await further details on the findings and what measures will be implemented to ensure such an incident does not occur again. In a historic turn of events, former President Donald Trump finds himself at the center of a criminal trial in Manhattan, a case that intertwines allegations of hush money payments with the falsification of company records. This trial not only scrutinizes Trump's past actions, but also sets a precedent as the first criminal proceeding against a former U.S. president. At the heart of the matter are payments made to Stormy Daniels, with the trial aiming to uncover the truth behind these transactions and the alleged manipulation of company records to conceal them. 12 jurors and 6 alternates have been selected to weigh in on this significant case under the watchful eye of Judge Juan M. Merchan. Despite calls from Trump's defense team, which includes Todd Blanche, Susan Netscheles, and Emile Bove, for Judge Merchan to recuse himself, their requests have been denied, ensuring that the trial proceeds under his guidance. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg leads the prosecution, highlighting the trial's gravity and its potential ramifications on the political landscape. The unfolding of this trial could be influenced by a Supreme Court case regarding Trump's claim of federal election interference, casting a shadow of uncertainty over the timing of the proceedings, especially with the upcoming election in sight. Meanwhile, Trump's recent return to the campaign trail was thwarted by dangerous weather conditions in North Carolina, a stark contrast to the bustling campaign efforts of President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. In other political developments, a GOP operative's conviction for illegal Russian contributions to Trump's campaign stands, affirmed by a federal appeals court, while diplomatic tensions simmer as China's ambassador to Canada exits his post amid growing strains between the two nations. This confluence of legal, political, and international events paints a complex picture of the current U.S. political climate, with the Trump hush money trial at its epicenter. In a move that's stirring significant international debate, the Biden administration is reportedly weighing sanctions against a specific unit of the Israeli military, Netzah Yehuda, over alleged human rights abuses. This consideration comes in the wake of the death of a Palestinian-American in the West Bank in 2022, putting a spotlight on the complex dynamics of U.S.-Israel relations. The potential sanctions have ignited a firestorm of reaction from Israeli officials. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, along with other leaders, has voiced strong opposition to the U.S. stance, labeling the potential sanctions as unjust. The controversy extends to suggestions by National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, who has proposed relocating the Netzah Yehuda Battalion to the Border Police as a countermeasure against the sanctions, showcasing the depth of the controversy within Israeli politics. The situation is further complicated by accusations from Likud Mickey Tali Gottlieb, who has charged the U.S. with contemporary anti-Semitism over its sanctions threat. This sharp rhetoric reflects the high tensions and divisions within Israel, with figures like Minister Benny Gantz critiquing the potential sanctions as a tactical blunder. Meanwhile, the support for Netzah Yehuda within Israel remains strong, as evidenced by MKTZV Sukkot's backing. This unfolding story is not just about internal Israeli politics, but also about the broader implications for U.S.-Israel relations. The discussions around sanctions come at a time of heightened activity in the West Bank and widespread Palestinian strikes in response to Israeli counterterrorism operations. The potential for escalated tensions between the U.S. and Israel looms large, marking a critical juncture in the complex web of international relations and military operations in the region. In a startling outbreak of violence on New York's waters, an investigation has been launched following a stabbing incident on a party yacht in Brooklyn, leaving four individuals wounded. This alarming event unfolded around 5 p.m. aboard the Cornucopia Majesty, a vessel teeming with approximately 3,000 guests anchored along the East River near the Brooklyn Army Terminal. The altercation resulted in three individuals being rushed to NYU Langone Hospital in stable condition. The victims' injuries varied, with a 32-year-old man suffering a stab wound to the torso, a 40-year-old man receiving multiple stab wounds to the chest and abdomen, and a 28-year-old man being struck in the head with a bottle. In the aftermath, law enforcement moved quickly, arresting two suspects with charges pending as the investigation continues. The event's organizer, BYFAR Entertainment, has responded to the violence by postponing the night's subsequent event, signaling the seriousness with which they are treating the incident. Meanwhile, the NYPD is diligently working to uncover the motive behind the stabbing, engaging in thorough searches and conducting interviews as part of their investigative efforts. In a broader context, Governor Hochul has announced initiatives targeting organized retail theft and enhancing speed enforcement in state work zones, demonstrating a multifaceted approach to addressing public safety concerns in New York. As the community reels from the violence on the Cornucopia Majesty, these efforts underscore a commitment to maintaining order and safety across the state. In a heart-wrenching incident at the Swan Creek Boat Club in Newport, Michigan, a celebration turned into a tragedy, leaving a community in mourning. A 66-year-old intoxicated driver's devastating crash into a child's birthday party resulted in the loss of two young lives and inflicted severe injuries on many others. On a day meant for joy, the unthinkable happened. The driver, whose actions have led to charges of operating a vehicle while intoxicated causing death, veered into the venue where 8-year-old Lana and 5-year-old Zane were celebrating with family and friends. The aftermath was catastrophic, claiming the lives of the two siblings and leaving at least 15 attendees, including their mother and older brother, grappling with critical injuries. The repercussions of this tragic event have rippled through the Newport community. The Swan Creek Boat Club, a staple of local gatherings, announced an indefinite closure in the wake of the accident. Additionally, a nearby tavern has come under investigation, hinting at a broader inquiry into the circumstances leading up to the crash. The community's heartache is palpable, with some victims facing life-threatening injuries. As the investigation unfolds, authorities have emphasized the importance of community support, urging everyone to keep the victims and their families in their thoughts and prayers during this incredibly difficult time. The incident not only highlights the devastating consequences of intoxicated driving, but also casts a long shadow over a community left to mourn and heal. This has been your daily brief in U.S. news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.